are tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In-Depth. I'm your host for this segment again, Mike Rood, and I am proud again to have in the studio with me the Program Manager for Helping Kids Succeed with United Way of Hastings, Jane Neumiller-Bustad. Jane, welcome back to the studio.
Good to be here.
In a previous segment, we covered a lot of information about summer camp, a communications and marketing program to increase young people's involvement in the solutions that we might come up with for opioid and other fentanyl kind of addictions or poisonings, we're calling them now. And we ended our last segment talking a little bit about International Overdose Awareness Day, which is scheduled for August 30th over at the parking lot across from the Confluence, the parking structure.
Yes.
I would like you to recap a little bit of that because it is so important and what people can expect and how they might want to get involved if there's an opportunity.
Definitely. We will, United Way of Hastings will be hosting the second annual International Overdose Awareness Day on August 30th, 7 to 8 p.m. We will be on the new parking deck across from the Confluence development.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working with the City of Hastings and Confluence to pull this together, along with Bridget Noring, whose son Devin died of fentanyl poisoning two years ago. And we want it to be not only an opportunity for remembrance for those who have been impacted by fentanyl and substance use, but also to be educational. And
right.
So we're putting together a list of speakers. They'll be very short presentations that'll be educational in nature. And then we'll also have some resource tables there for organizations to present information and have pamphlets and information for families, for community members. Everyone is welcome. If you have lost someone to fentanyl poisoning, we will have a table there for photos if you'd like to bring a photo.
Oh, nice.
We'll even have a small short paragraph of information about the person. We don't want those people to be forgotten. I know that's very important to the families that they are present and that they are influencing, you know, the decisions moving forward to help raise awareness. And then Mayor Mary will present a proclamation to Bridget and other families recognizing IOAD in Hastings. And she has been just a terrific partner. The city has been a terrific partner with us. We will have Confluence has agreed to light the cupolas of the new development purple.
Yes.
So we'll have purple lights and purple ribbons. And anyone is welcome to have purple lights on their houses. I know a number of families are doing that, or purple ribbons on their mailbox or on their front door as a way of showing support and solidarity with those who have lost someone.
And it is a good time of connection with families in like situations.
Definitely.
I've had the opportunity to observe this kind of firsthand, where we are celebrating in our own, in my own little group, a first anniversary of just such an event.
Yeah, it's tough.
And it is. It is tough. It's really difficult to watch a family try to recover.
Oh, very hard.
From a young person who's so full of potential and has had a great outlook on life to fall victim to something like this.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
I would say then, if you are a family or you know someone, if you don't, come anyway, because the support is so critical.
Oh, huge.
Yeah.
And we had about 150 people last year.
Yep.
It was a much larger group than I think a lot of us imagined. Certainly families of loss were there. But then there were also many community members that wanted to learn more, that are hearing about this. They want to understand what's happening and how it could potentially impact their families as well. And I know for sure Bridget would say that's one of the things that drives her, is educating other parents, other families, that this is out there. One pill can kill. And so if you're taking anything that's not prescribed for you, if you get a substance off social media, if you buy a pill off of Snapchat, any of those have the potential for containing deadly amounts of illegal fentanyl.
Right. So it's awareness, it's education, it's support and encouragement.
Yes.
And it's at, what did you say, 7 in the evening, I believe?
From 7 to 8 p.m.,
7
yes.
to 8 p.m.
We'll be very prompt.
Prompt is good. We like prompt.
Yeah.
And one of the things, too, that with this Overdose Awareness Day is a recently completed set of programs you did in April and May, or United
yes.
Way of Hastings did. But I think it's still a good idea to go back and recap those events, because mm-hmm. if we can catch it on the front side and educate people through these kinds of things, maybe we don't have to have an IOAD day anymore,
wouldn't that be good?
pipe dream, I'm pretty sure. But still, it's a goal to shoot for.
And you have to keep mm-hmm. working, right? You have
yep.
to keep moving forward. United Way of Hastings, for a number of years now, has organized and hosted a quarterly meeting of community members, leaders, members of many of the different organizations here in town, concerned citizens, parents. We call it our Helping Kids Succeed Community Partners Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
We have over 250 names on our email list, and most of our meetings average 30 to 35 attendees. Anyone is welcome to attend. We meet in February. Typically February, April, June, and October.
Okay.
And out of that group, conversations with that group, we ended up doing the mental health webinar series in March of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And as we continued our conversations and our meetings, and of course, as Bridget started to join us, the focus, I don't want to say shifted, but also started to include this fentanyl awareness. And so we formed a task force composed of Dakota County Drug Task Force, Hastings PD, Alina Health, I'm going to forget people, Our Savior's Lutheran Church, really a broad group of individuals. And that task force started to work on the education issue around illegal fentanyl.
Right.
And out of that group came our what we call our educational event series. It was a three-part series in April and May. You can still find information on our website, www.unitedwayofhastings.org. And we've developed, and we are adding to, a resource list that will hopefully be, it's already pretty good, so hopefully it'll continue to be a good resource for people, linked to the information about those sessions. So the three of them, we had kind of a town hall approach for the first one. We had speakers at the second one, and then the third one was a presentation for parents to be aware of what substances may be found in their child's bedroom. We are in the planning process to, I think, probably redo that this fall. We don't
right.
quite know what that'll look like, but
sure.
we got great feedback. First time we did it, so we surveyed the audience and got some really good feedback about how to tighten it and, you know, make sure that the information we wanted to get out there was getting presented. And so we'll have a little more information on that probably starting next month or so. And then we'll be inviting and encouraging people to attend parents grant. We had actually, when we surveyed people asking, you know, about their, are they coming as a parent, as a community member? Parents certainly were the greatest block of attendees,
sure.
but then
yeah.
grandparents
oh,
were
yeah.
the second largest.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was
so
good to know.
When you're putting together that bedroom display, did you get any input from kids regarding, you know, some kids may, or students, let's call them students, might come in and say, well, I learned about this from this, and you could use that in there. Is that a resource you're using?
We partnered with a different school district to offer that program, and
mm-hmm.
also with the Dakota County Attorney's Office. They have done this presentation many times.
Sure.
And so the presenter was from a different school district, and she works with students all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The emphasis pretty heavily up until about 2 years ago has been on vaping, because
right.
so many different tools can be used to consume vape products, and parents should know about that. The whole rise of fentanyl, and is adding to her presentation around that.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets that information from students, but that's why we limited it just to parents, is because they don't want kids going in and getting new ideas.
Learning how, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the problem is already large enough.
And that's an excellent tie-in from where I'm sitting for getting students involved in a proper way in these awareness programs,
mm-hmm.
To say, you know, we as adults were not really as tied in or in tune with
yes.
the the processes or the platforms that you as youngsters are using for this information. Help us learn so we can help you grow.
It's interesting because I think we as adults, we look around and I've often said, well, gosh, you know, if you change the clothes and you take the phones away, what you go through in high school looks like what I went through in high school 30 some years ago. And there is some truth to that. But I think it's very hard for us as adults to realize how incredibly influential the smartphone and social media is for young people.
Mm-hmm.
There is research coming out now that certain social media platforms can be very harmful to young girls in particular.
Oh, yeah.
Because they get this airbrushed image that people are posting and life is perfect and they look great and body image and my life is fabulous. When in fact, that's not true for anybody.
It's all a show.
Yeah. And the kids are becoming very sophisticated at knowing that, and they have different ways of dealing with that. But still at the same time, we are visual creatures. And so the things that we see are very, very influential to us.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't really talking as adults at all about, I'll be really blunt, the pornography explosion in social media and the incredibly easy access young people have to that, which is, I believe, extremely destructive.
Oh, yes.
To young people and their relationships.
Agree with that. Yes.
We're not talking about that at all. Or at least we're talking about fentanyl and substances, but there's other issues that are very problematic. And so this is kind of the bathwater that these young people are swimming in. And we just have a real challenge trying to understand what that's like for them on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Add in a pandemic, add in social isolation, and our young folks are really struggling. Many of them are really struggling to figure out their place in the world, what is meaningful to them, what positive, healthy vision of the future they have going forward.
Sure.
Like, they don't have the ability. Those of us who are older, we can see this maybe as part of a cycle or, gosh, you know, for every bad time, there'll be a good time, or we'll come out of this. That they don't have that frame of reference, and we tend to forget that.
We do, and we also tend to forget that they're right in it.
Yes.
And we have the, I can't think of the word I want, but we have the ability to be observing it from a point kind of removed from it.
We have a little more perspective.
Yeah, our perspective's a little broader. The problem with, you talked about a little bit about, take away their phones, make them dress the old way, whatever.
That won't work.
You know, problem with that is kind of like trying to put toothpaste back in the tube a bit.
Yeah, and we're all addicted to it.
Sure. So these sessions go a long way, as far as I can tell, to help those webs of support, those anchors we talked about with helping kids succeed, that five anchor web of support, get the anchors a little bit more grounded in the stuff to help them support those students as they navigate these waters, which are so new for everybody.
I would, you know, one of the quick, it's not easy, one of the quick tips I would give to any adult out there is take a look at the next time you go out to eat or you're at the dinner table with family. Even if it's just two of you, how many times are you picking up your phone?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you as a family or you as a person could decide meals are phone-free zones. They go away. We don't touch them. We don't pick them up. It doesn't care how many beeps and chirps and notifications we're getting.
Well, there is a mute button.
Yeah, there is. But, I mean, like, physically have it away from the dinner table.
Sure.
The number of times you go out, you know, you maybe grab a bite to eat. Could be in one of our nice restaurants downtown. It could be McDonald's. The number of times you'll see families and everybody is on their phone. Or even worse, there's kids there waiting to talk to their parents or the adult that they're with.
I've seen
and
that.
The adult is busy on their phone.
Yeah,
like,
I've
put
seen
it
that.
Down, people.
Yeah. Which is more important, that kid or that phone?
You know? The kid, 100,000%.
There's no equation. It just isn't.
It's just we're just in a habit of it now.
Yeah.
And we have the habit of picking it up and being distracted. And we have, you know, create a phone-free zone for yourself. Like, on Sunday afternoons, I'm not going to pick up my phone or my tablet for 4 hours, or every night after 8, or something where you're detoxing your brain, if you will, away from the technology.
Sure.
And I am as guilty as the next person.
And we all are. I am also. I'll find myself in a restaurant with my wife, and my phone has my attention.
Yeah.
And it's not good.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
is not good. We did one thing growing up with my stepson is that we made him charge his phone overnight in a different room.
Yes, Yeah, there are there's a couple of interesting Facebook groups that support parents who are trying to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when the kids are getting addicted, it is a lot of negative behaviors happen. Like parents will find that the kids are logging on to the internet at night and through a neighbor. They just have 1,000 ways. They are 1,000% ahead of any of us adults at figuring out how to get access to it. But that tells you the depth of the impact that it's having on young brains.
Sure.
And so I would just really encourage parents and other adults, don't give up. Continue to fight for your kids and continue to fight to create those phone-free zones in your home.
Yep. And that would go a long way, but also then there is still the issue of presenting your children with the proper information and presenting them with alternatives to escapism, let's mm-hmm. call it that.
Yeah, for sure.
Because that's what a lot of drug use, once again, bluntly, is escapism.
Yes.
There's something bad in my life. I want to escape it.
For sure.
Here we go.
Whether it's alcohol, drugs, phones.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yep. So we need to provide them with better coping mechanisms and how to use those.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Overdose Awareness Day that's coming up on August 30th at the parking garage across from the Confluence. They'll be lighting the cupolas. That's always cool to see.
I know.
It is.
They are beautiful. They've done a beautiful job
and
over there.
We would like to see as many parents and families as can show up and learn about what's going on, learn how to get involved mm-hmm. if they don't have
That'd
that situation.
Yeah, it's open to everybody.
At this point, though, we do have to end our section here. So once again, you've already given the website once, but if people have questions or concerns, how do they get in touch with United Way of Hastings?
Please just give us a call. Our number is 651-438-3337. You can also reach us through our website. Our contact information is there, and that's www.unitedwayofhastings.org. And we have a Facebook page, too.
That Facebook page, I'm on that one quite a bit, looking up and see what's going on. I would like to thank my guest for this segment of Community In-Depth, Helping Kids Succeed Program Manager Jane Neubiller-Bustad with United Way of Hastings. Jane, we'll look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you for the time.
You're very welcome. You are tuned to Community In-Depth on KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7.